I hope you learned your lesson. It's important that trainers know what to do in these situations. You've got to remain in control, even when you're being challenged. Now get going, and don't let that infernape own your relationship. You'll do fine. I've no doubt. Can I help you? The trainer from the other region, my 1:30. Well, you're running a little early, but we can start now. Take a seat. You wanted a one-to-one on human Pokemon relationships. Yes, it is a little rare to have a Pokemon in a teaching session, but I've got a well of experience, and people know I won't hide ugly little truths. It's in my nature to be scathingly honest, you might say. And I fill up this little lecture theater every time I come in. Trainers, even experienced ones, will run into Pokemon they don't understand. Intelligent, dominant creatures that see humans as the bottom of our hierarchy and aren't too fond of civilly discussing the benefits of getting into a Pokeball. Tell me if you heard this one. A young man travels out into the wild on a journey of self-discovery, and he's handed a copy of the Harkness Test. He thinks it's a joke, or that he's just been invited into the world's most exciting boys' club. He never thinks it's actually an important survival tool. There's a lesson that needs to be learned. Pokemon don't want to be captured. We don't want to be contained. We don't want a trainer or an owner. That's what people fail to understand. We want companionship. We want someone we can trust and who will help us as much as we help them. Our relationship with humans is inherently based on consent. What I teach people is that even in battle, even in the wild, Pokemon will cooperate. They'll work with you. They'll understand you if you give them reason to. That's why only a Pokemon could teach my class. Because you need to see that we're capable of having the authority in our relationships. Why don't you close the blinds? I like privacy for these one-to-ones. I have heard about you. You're on a bit of a quest to seek out all the evolutions. Not the first. It's an idea that's popped into many a head. But I'm curious why you'd pick me. There's Glaceons out in the wild. There's ones you could adopt from this very center. Why book a one-on-one for my class? I'm interesting, am I? Is that supposed to be a compliment? Well, that's one way to put it. What's your game plan, huh? Put some charm on me, flirt a little, and then capture me? Do you think you have that much sway, little guy? You wanted to do things my way. Ah, you want me to teach you a lesson. How very droll. Well, I don't see how that's going to help your case, trainer. You get a run-through on how to treat a strong, independent Pokemon, and then what? You catch me? Am I supposed to just come with you? Call up here and there, live in a little ball on your belt? Well, I suppose you are a quick learner. It would be my decision. I'm sure you could bring me around. If you show me, it'll be worth my time. How about it? Do you want to be my trainer? A good little trainer who respects his partnership with his independent, strong Pokemon. We can start if you put this on. I think I might have not been very clear, or maybe a little slower than most of my students, but I want you to know that you're not in charge of me. So if you want me to consider anything, you'll put the collar on and show me that you can give before you get. Oh, and needless to say, little boy, shirt off first. Not bad. I like it. Now, the collar. It's not exactly a pokeball, but hopefully you can still feel who's in charge now, huh? Well, maybe tugging on this leash will help to remind you. Oh, does the human not like being on this side of the relationship? Or do you just like it more than you thought? You sure? Collar, leash, strung up like an animal. Subhuman. Well, I think, from what I can see, you do like it. Here, one more thing. Your very own Pokeball cap. That little red and white symbol. There's something so submissive about it. Especially going along with it voluntarily. It's just you saying, I don't want my freedom. I trust someone else to tell me what to do. Don't you agree, pet? Pokemon don't talk, remember? They just say their name. So when I ask a question, all I want to hear is that name of yours. Happy when you agree, and all cute and sad when you don't. Does that work for you, pet? Good boy. Now, on your knees, I've got a very special job for a very special Pokemon. Well, I lift up my skirt. Do you think you can do it? Or do you think it's too hard for you? Slip your head between my thighs, pet. That's it. Crawl in close. Let the feeling wash over you. Trepidation, nervousness, the feeling of powerful thighs. Oh, just gently brushing against the sides of your head. And you can smell just how excited I am. Carefully take off my panties with your teeth. You like how they smell, don't you? Well, your cock certainly does. Oh, I know I'm cold. They don't call it an ice type for nothing. But if you do a good job, I'll warm up. Quickly. You could definitely say that I'm weak to it. There we go. Isn't that pretty? Don't you just want to stick your tongue into my pussy like a good boy? Oh, yes. And pay special attention to me until I tell you to stop. I knew you did. Of course, you fucking did. Get to it. I want to feel something warm and wet. Your tongue. Ah, that's it. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, don't just dive straight in. I like it slow and sensual. Like you can't spend long enough doing it. Spend some time around the edges. Run the edge of your tongue slowly. Oh, gently, that's it. Oh, good boy. I want to really get there. Oh, play with my clit. Oh, yes. Oh, breathe in. Warm and slow. I told you we're a clit learner. It's all about build-up. Oh, about exploring every lovely inch. Oh, yeah. You can just play with my clit and suck on it just like that. Oh, that works so well. Even if I didn't tell you to. Oh, don't get me that Pika Pete shit. You're a naughty boy. Oh, you little slut. And you killed my slow and sensual. So now you get to go in deep. Oh, like you wanted. Oh, and you don't get to breathe. Oh, come on. You want to breathe? Oh, make me come. Oh, make me come, pocket boy. Oh, you're actually pretty fucking good at this. What is it? Oh, is it the collar leash? Or is it just having a woman's legs wrapped around your head that makes you so fucking eager for it, huh? I think I know the answer. A little from column A. A little from color, oh, a little from color, column, oh, that's up there, oh, up, press harder, oh, and suck while you're doing it, oh, keep, moving like that, just, fucking, deeper, oh, your lips, oh, I'm gonna fucking, I'm gonna come, pretty good. Oh, you're so fucking clever with the water gun puns. Like, I never heard that before. Oh, I didn't know you knew that move. What are you, vapor on now? Yeah, it was good. Even if you did break the no talking rule, you're a good human. And you clearly aren't selfish. Not with my juices hanging all over your lips. Fine. Whatever this is, even if it is a bit of an objectifying ego trip on your part, I'll give it a go. Provided I get a good leg over. And I stay on top. Lose the pants trainer. I think there's something else I can teach you. Oh, you just need to do what comes naturally. We're both animals after all. Yes. Oh, see? I'm warm now. Thanks to you. Warm on the outside. I'm cold on the inside. Oh, don't worry. It'll open you up. Make everything more sensitive. Oh, think of it like the worst part of getting into a pool. Oh, but then when you get used to it and into it, oh, it feels so good. And you just don't want to come out. But you do want to come, don't you? Oh, don't be a pussy. The slower you go, the less fun you'll have. So, put some oomph into it and fuck me like you mean it. Dig your hands into my thighs. Oh, just mark me, would you? Oh, you know. I could get away. The whole strong, independent poke girl thing. I like it. Oh, I love it, actually. I love getting you trainers on your knees. Oh, it's a fucking good job. Oh, God, and you look so good doing it. Oh, but I do like being treated nicely. I like being petted and fucked and played with. And I want a trainer who'll respect me. But I also really want a trainer who'll call me a good girl too. Oh, so I can just turn off sometimes, you know? Oh, so I don't have to be so confident and tough all the time. Yeah. I can do the name talking thing. I'll do it for you. Glee, 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 see, glee, see. Glee, see. just icy wind that time. I think the temperature just dropped about 30 degrees in here. Hung out of me. Like our temperature's dropping. Oh, you're gonna get frostbite if you hang around. I'm afraid it isn't much of a cream pie. More like an ice cream pie. Oh shit. Right, there's some Coastin' supply closet over there. This isn't the first time this has happened. It's the best though. Seriously, that was amazing. I don't know how serious you are about the stuff I heard you were doing, collecting all the evolutions, but if there's more of that in store, then I'm in. Happy to be aboard. Right, coats. It should wear off in a bit, obviously, but yeah. We should do this again. And I will, I try not to freeze your dick off next time. You might want to lose the collar and the poke cap first, but you want to get a coffee or tea or something at the cafeteria? Warm yourself back up, and then maybe you should try again. Great. It's a date. I'll catch you over there in 5. We've still got a bit of time left on our 1-to-1.